So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna is trying to persuade his father not to perform the Indra Yajna, Krishna points out that if one is performing a sacrifice, the result depends upon one's complete knowledge of the sacrifice. One who has complete knowledge gets the full result of the sacrifice. So, in the earlier section that I read, the verses, it said, Yajyai Sankirtana Prayaya. So what we're doing tonight is a sacrifice. It is a yajna. Some people think yajna means fire and oblations. That is one kind. But this is called Sankirtan yajna. It is a, and it is the we already heard the verse. It is the recommended sacrifice for this age, the age of Kali, the age of quarrel, hypocrisy, confusion. So, since it's a sacrifice, one who has complete knowledge of the sacrifice will get the full result. So, that's why I'm reading these verses. Reading these verses, as one of my good friends told me a few years ago, my style of preaching is planting seeds. And I was very, very keen on that. I said, yes, that's exactly my style. There are different styles of preachers. Some preachers are, they hit you over the head with a hammer. Boom. Some preachers, it's all love. My style of preaching, planting seeds. So I'm going to read a few more verses, and then I'm going to request Shama Priya to sing for us. She will, yes? Okay. Krite yajayato Vishnum, Tretayang yajato Makai, Dwapare Paricharyayam Kalota Dhari Kirtanat. Again, this is in the same section. Shukadeva Goswami finishing up his instructions to Maharaj Parikshit. Whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, so that's important. It was in Satya Yuga, the recommended process was meditating on Vishnu. In Treta Yuga, by performing sacrifices. And in Dwarapar Yuga, by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can also be attained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody chant. Now a similar verse is also there in the Vishnu Purana, Padma Purana, and Brihannaradiya Purana. Whatever is achieved by meditation in Satya Yuga, by performance of Yajna in Treta Yuga, by the worship of Krishna's lotus feet in Dwarapar Yuga, can also be attained in the age of Kali simply by chanting and glorifying Lord Keshava. Everybody say that name. Dwapariyaya Janaya Vishnu Pantaratrais tu Kevalai Kalao tu Nama Matrena Pujyate Bhagavan Hari. This verse is from the Narayana Sanghita. In the Dwarapar Yuga, one could satisfy Krishna or Vishnu only by worshipping opulently according to the Pantaratriki system. My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, once said that this worship of the deity in Dwarapar Yuga was so serious and opulent, he said, if I told you all the rules, you'd faint. What we do nowadays is very, very small in comparison to what was done in Dwarapar Yuga. That's why chanting is the recommended process. But in the age of Kali, one can satisfy and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. Everybody say,
Hari.
Simply by chanting His holy name. Kaling Sabhajayant Yarya, Guna Gyasara Bhagina, Yatra Sankirtane Naiva, Sarva Swarato Bhilabhyate. So this also is from the teachings of the Navayogendras to Maharaj Nimi in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. Those who are advanced and highly qualified and who are interested in the essence of life know the good qualities of Kali Yuga. Such people worship the age of Kali. That's astounding. Because in this age, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can advance in spiritual knowledge and attain life's ultimate goal. But the key is, you have to have faith in these words. That's my job. My job is to instill and implant that faith somehow or other. Namavinu kalikale nahi ar dharma. Sarva mantra sarva nama e shastra marma. So this is in Bengali, not Sanskrit. The other verses were Sanskrit. So this is Lord Chaitanya's guru, Ishwara Puri, and he spoke this verse when Lord Chaitanya was getting his Harinam initiation. So this is one of the things. Ishwara Puri told many things to Lord Chaitanya. Here's one. He told him, in this age of Kali, there is no other religious principle than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scripture. So that's why in Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement, before, middle, and end, there has to be kirtan. And Srila Prabhupada demonstrated this in Vrindavan when he installed his Krishna Balaram temple in 1975. You know, in Vrindavan, there is a very large community of Smarta Brahmanas. So Prabhupada, to be politically correct and not to cause unnecessary disturbance, when he installed his Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nitai and Radha Shyamasundara deities, he invited all these Smarta Brahmins from Vrindavan to come and do all their pujas and yantras and tantras, everything. Simultaneously, Prabhupada had his disciples do uproarious kirtan. And Prabhupada writes in his book, he says, practically, realistically, the kirtan itself would have been sufficient. But he said, but it would have been a big uproar in Vrindavan. So, to keep the peace, come, do your rituals, and we will do kirtan. Because Prabhupada had full faith in these words of the Shastra. And those who follow Prabhupada, they also have to have that. That simply by chanting, you achieve all perfection. Again, it requires faith. How to get that faith? You can't buy that on Amazon.com. You only get that faith when you serve somebody who has it. Prabhupada's disciples, how did we get it? Because we served Prabhupada. Although we were Melecha, Yavana, fallen, sinful, Prabhupada even was referring to me in India once to an Indian lady, and he was pointing to me, Papayonaya, several times. Prabhupada was talking to this lady, and then he was speaking Hindi, and then he would say, Papayonaya. What he was explaining was that even though I don't come from Hindu family, not born in India, come from a Lecha Yavana family, still, by the association of a pure devotee, here I am sitting here talking about Krishna. It's a miracle. So the credit's not me. The credit is Srila Prabhupada. As maybe you've heard, when the devotees first went to India in the 1970s, we were called the white elephants because they had never seen, people in India had never seen white people chanting and dancing in ecstatic kirtan. So they were described as dancing white elephants. And we took that as a compliment. Yes, we will be Prabhupada's dancing white elephants. Let's do one more verse. Etavan eva lokesmin pungsang dharma parasmrita bhakti yogo bhagavati tanama grahanadibi. Now, you may not have accepted anything I said so far, but do you accept the words of Yamaraj? Anybody here not accept Yamaraj? Oh, good. We all accept Yamaraj. So this is the words of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, and he's watching right now. What does he tell his Yamadutas, his assistants? Devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. How many items in devotional service? Nine. So it says, beginning with chanting is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Not just religious principle, ultimate religious principle. So, if anybody wants, why do we chant? There are a billion reasons why we chant. Not just one. Like my father, rest his soul. Whenever I would go see him every year, it would always be the same question. Why do you have to do that repetitive chanting all the time? Because my wife and I would be there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why do you have to do that? So I would say a billion times, here's one of the things. It's the ultimate religious principle in human society. And who will take it up? Someone who's intelligent. I must be intelligent. Because I have taken up this chanting. You have taken up this chanting. If you have not taken it up, start tonight. Everybody chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Rama Rama. Rama.